SBS Radio.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Coming up for you now is a yarn with Wiradjuri man and actor Luke Carroll, who has recently been named as an ambassador for Hearing Australia's Early Ears program. It's a federal government initiative and aims to reduce long-term effects of ear disease in Indigenous communities. How important is it to you, Luke, that you represent Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program as an ambassador?
First and foremost, I'm a proud father. I've got two children myself. I have a young boy who's 7 years of age, so it's vital that I come on board as an ambassador, a proud ambassador for Hearing Australia for this program, and to make sure, our kids out there in communities get their hearing checks. It's very vital that we do get the kids' hearing checks. It's vital for their growth, their development as young human beings. And so, I'm very happy to come on board as an ambassador along with Emma Donovan.
And you just mentioned there about having our children's ears tested. It's important to get this done at different ages, I understand, Luke.
Exactly right. Each and every year, kids get their hearing check when they're born at hospitals. And I think it's vital that we get it done each and every year on a regular basis to make sure that their development is still fine, that their hearing is still nice and clear and 100%, because it can change over the years and it can go undetected. So it's vital that parents or carers of children in their care make sure that they get their kids' ears checked. And it's a free service for Aboriginal kids from newborns up until the age of six. So, there's no excuse not to get your kids' ears checked. It's a safe environment when they go in there, and it's obviously free as well.
Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program actually aims to address and reduce the long-term effects of ear disease in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. How important is it that we have this focus on our Indigenous children and their ear health, Luke?
It's extremely important. It helps with the development. We have a lot of cases out there where kids' hearing is a cause of them not being able to develop as young human beings. Their education gets sort of, they lack in their education because they can't, their learning of their education because they can't hear what's happening in the classroom. Also, their speech development, it affects that as well. So it's vital that we as Aboriginal people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people out there in the communities, make sure that our young children, our future, have those hearing checks to help with their development as young human and human healthy beings going into the world.
And tell us a little bit more about your role. What is it actually that you do in your role as an ambassador, Luke?
Let's speak at events. Also, do radio interviews like this just to get the word out there and make sure that people understand how important it is to get those hearing checks. Like I said, I've got two children myself. My youngest is seven, so I've made sure that he's had his hearing checks and he's up to date with all those hearing checks. So it's vital. I want our children, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, around the country to be healthy young adults and have the best opportunity in life going forward.
The statistics say that one in three Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children actually experience chronic ear disease. Are you surprised by these statistics?
I'm not only surprised, but it really hurts to hear that. It's another statistic where, it's not in the favour of us as, First Nations people around the country. I just love children myself. Like I said, I'm a proud father. I want to see our kids grow into healthy adults. And to hear those statistics, that's half the reason why I came on board to be an ambassador, to help push forward the message that, getting those hearing checks is very vital for our children.
You're a play school presenter for the children's show on ABC. What impact do you think hearing plays on children's listening and their learning, Luke?
It plays a major role. Like I said earlier, it helps with our kids in their educational journey throughout their early lives. It helps with the impact of gaining that education. And also, like I said before, their speech. If you have bad hearing, it affects your speech and it can become an impediment. So, it is vital. And I'll say it again for all of our parents out there, our carers of children, our beautiful young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, to get those hearing checks to make sure, because it can affect kids' learning abilities early on, and that's when they're most vital. That's when they're learning a lot. They're starting school, they're starting preschool, daycare, and it's a big change in their lives. So to to have their hearing at 100% capacity is very vital.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.